And welcome back to KNDY. We're now joined by Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, last year you finished the season 12-8. What do you have coming back, and what are some of this year's team goals?
Well, we return quite a few guys that have some varsity experience. I think we return 8 lettermen. We only lost one senior. But we got a lot of guys coming back that played meaningful varsity minutes last year. And we got some good skill with those guys. There's some good athleticism there. This team, freshmen to seniors, probably has more athleticism than any team I've ever coached. But skill-wise and defensive intensity and toughness, those are things that we really need to improve upon. Been happy so far this year through our practices. We're sharing the ball better than we did this past year and we did this summer. We've got a ways to go with our defensive intensity and how tough we play and those types of things. But goal-wise, we truly don't set, we want to win the league. We want to win sub-state. We want to beat these 2-3 teams. Our goal is to work as hard as we possibly can every single day, and wherever wins and losses fall, they fall. But if we can just focus on bringing it every single day to practice and playing like we practice, that's one thing we've struggled with the past couple of years is we kill each other in practice and then we don't in games. And that's something that we're trying to emphasize more this year is be those dirty dogs in the game that are willing to take the charges and die for loose balls. And well, let's kill each other in practice and then go kill for each other in the game.
You open the season with 2 games in the opening week. You never really know what to expect out of teams this early in the year, but what do you expect to see this week? Or is it more the focus on what your team can do more than the opponents?
Oh, that's for sure always the focus. You know, when we prepare for a team, for our practice and preparation for another team, we spend a little time talking about the other team's strengths and weaknesses and those types of things, but the majority of the time, we worry about ourselves. You listen to any great coach in any sport, the focus is on your guys and your improvement and executing the things you want to get done. And the things I've learned over the years is that's what we control. We don't control what the other team does. We don't control what the officials do. We control what we do, and that's what our focus needs to be on.
Who do you feel will be some of your tougher opponents this season?
Oh, Abilene will be pretty good. Nemaha, as always, will be really good. Riley County on the schedule will be tough. Wamego will always be tough. Thing about small school kids like Axel and coming off a great football season, they're going to have competitors, and you love coaching guys like that. They're going to come out ready to go. Centralia just came off a great football season. They're going to have a bunch of competitors, and Rock Creek's got some good guys coming back. I mean, there's going to be a lot of tough games on the schedule, but we're pretty confident with the guys we have. We got a pretty deep group in our varsity. We've got 11, 12 guys that can step in and get the job done for us, so we're pretty confident with our team. If we can really improve upon those things like defensive intensity and toughness and sharing the basketball with each other, we could have a really good season.
We're speaking with Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, good luck, and I look forward to speaking with you throughout the season.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
That's Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs here on KNDY.
Family owned and operated, Tension Envelope is a proud supporter of all Marysville activities. One of the leading producers of envelopes and nationwide distribution, Tension produces over 11 billion envelopes per year with plants from coast to coast. Tension says good luck to the Marysville Bulldogs and the Lady Dogs.
You make the right choices every day. Shouldn't you get credit for it? We think so. That's why we want to put you in the driver's seat when it comes to your auto insurance. Talk to your local team at Farm Bureau to learn about Driveology and see how your safe driving skills could help you save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Come see me, Brian Crott, at Farm Bureau in Marysville, Kansas, to learn more today.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. Of course, it's not ready to get game number 2 on the way. It is the boys' turn. Let's go ahead and take a look at your starting lineups. First, for Sabathia, they'll start 6-foot senior Andrew Frazee, 5'11 senior Braden Argenbright, 6'2 senior Caleb Grimm, 5'11 senior Gabe Garber, and 6'4 junior Drew Schmelsley. For Marysville, it is 5'10 junior Jackson Rader, 5'10 senior Owen Heatfeld, 6'1 senior Dalton Denner, 6'1 senior Kobe Schrader, and 6'4 senior Matt Hawley. Marysville in their home white, spot numbers red trim. Sabathia in their dark navy jerseys with white numbers. Marysville 1-0 on the season. Scott Berger is about the Blue Jays. It's their first game of the season. Ball tipped in the air, and Marysville will control it. Raider with the ball over to the right side. Now to Neatville. Neatville. Long three to kick off, and it is good. Neatville was about 3 feet behind the arc, and he pulls up the three and hits it. Marysville on top now, right away, 3-0. Blue Jays with the ball near the top of the key. Comes around on the right side, over to Augerbright. Augerbright lost to Hannibal. He'll get it over to Garber. Garber drives the lane and dumps it off to Caleb Grimm. It's up and good. Marysville quickly up to 4 to Denner. Denner down the left side to Schrader. Schrader over to Neatville. Neatville backs it up. He'll thought about another three. He'll kick it over to the left side. Raider now with the ball, and he'll drive to the free throw line. Kicks it out over to Neatville. Neatville dribble penetrates. Nice jump off to Schrader. And what do we got here? We got a whistle, but I believe it's on the floor. He hits the bucket, but I think it's before the shot. It is. That's Gabe Garber. That's his first. First foul of the ball game. Denner inbounds it. Raider now with the ball on the right wing. And looks like we're going to have a foul away from the ball. It's going to go against Neatville. He was in the back corner setting the pick. I didn't quite see it. I was watching Denner. So each team with one foul here in this early going. 55 seconds off the clock. Marysville on top. 3-2, and Holly's going to steal a cross-court pass. Raider now with the ball quickly up to 4 for the Bulldogs. He'll go to the top of the key to Neatville. Neatville dribble penetrates to the right. Now he'll go left. Picks up his dribble over to Raider. Raider looking inside to Schrader. Schrader, nice little move, and they say just a little bit too much of a move called for the travel. I think he might have slid that pivot foot just a tad. Other than that, that was a nice move. Tabitha bringing the ball up the floor. It's Garber. Garber on the right wing. He fights through. Left side. Cross-court pass down to Grimm. Grimm dribble penetrates, lose the handle on the ball. Holly fights for it. Raider then tips it. It's going to go out of bounds. I believe it's going to stay with Sabatha, and it will. Three to two, Marysville with the lead. Garber over to the right side, guarded by Raider. Pick up a circle in the corner. Ball tipped away by Neatville. It'll go out of bounds. It will stay with Sabatha. Garber with the ball near the top. He'll come around to the right side. Dribble penetrates still with the dribble. Goes up in the lane. Floater out to Mark Denner with a rebound. Denner quickly up the floor. He'll drive across midcourt. Dumps it off into Holly. Nice move. Turnaround shot. Off the mark, Schrader's there with a rebound. Raider has it. Nice pass right back to Schrader. Goes up on the block and good. 5-2, Marysville with the lead. Garber with the ball over to the right side. Now with Argebright. Argebright spins, drives, baseline, fouls. The bucket is good. It's actually going to be foul number 2 on Neatville, so look for a substitution here because he'll sit. He may sit for the rest of the quarter. Ryan O'Neill checking into the ballgame. Argerbright at the line. Free throw, no good. Denner with the ball now over to Holly. Holly over to O'Neill. O'Neill to Raider. Raider top of the key. Now over to Denner to the right side. To Holly on the wing. Cross-court pass to Raider. He'll drive to the free throw line. Picks up his dribble over to Denner. Denner one dribble. Back to Raider for three at the top. Yes. Jackson Raider hits a three. 8-4. Marysville with the lead. 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. Bounce pass to the right side to Argerbright. Now swings over left to Schmelzley. Schmelzley, nice pass into Caleb Grimm. He'll lay it up off the glass with the left hand, and it's good. 8-6, Marysville with the lead. O'Neill underneath to Denner. Denner, nice pass to Schrader. Back out over to O'Neill for three on the wing. He'll hit it. It's a three parade, and Marysville off to 11-6 lead. Sabatha takes a timeout with 4:43 to play here in the first quarter. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Marysville has already hit 3 3-pointers here in this early part of the ballgame. Not even halfway through the first quarter, 4:43 to play in the first. Marysville on top, 11-6. Caleb Grimm will inbound it to Caleb Garber at midcourt. Picks up his dribble to the left side to Augerbright. Augerbright goes right back to Garber. Garber back to Augerbright on the left side. Thought about a shot. He'll go back to Garber on the right side. Dribble penetrates. Floater in the lane. Back of the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. And it's Grimm who got the board. He chucked it up right away. I don't know if they're going to say he was shooting or not. In my opinion, I don't think he was. He just kind of got fouled and just kind of heaved it. They're going to say no, it's on the floor. Sabatha will inbound it to Caleb Evans, who just checked into the ballgame. Evans out over the left side, back to Grimm. Grimm out of Garber, and Garber, he tries to stop. He's called for the travel. He kept them moving. Brayden Faulkner into the ball game. Holly will inbound it to Rader. Rader bringing the ball up the floor, crosses midcourt, looks over to Denner. He'll get it to him. Denner near the sideline on the right side. Now to Holly. Holly to O'Neal. O'Neal back to Rader. Rader, top of the key, dribble penetrates to the corner. Has the ball knocked out of his hand. Faulkner gets it. Nice save into the hands of O'Neal. O'Neal drives the left side. Now to Holly. To Rader. Rader. Pump fake. Nice move. Drives in the lane. Foul. It won't fall. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice little pump fake. Get his defender in the air. Brady. Augerbright. Augerbright was called for the foul. It's his first. Rader, he'll hit the first free throw. He's got four. It's a six-point lead for Marysville with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. And it stays a six-point lead as that free throw goes off the mark. Gabe Garber quickly up the floor for Sabatha. Over to the right side to Augerbright. Near the sideline. Looking inside. He'll go cross-court pass to Grimm. Grimm on the wing. Now to Garber. Garber, left side, near the sideline, goes up top, over to Frazee. Frazee's pass tipped and taken away by Denner, but then it's stolen by Garber, and he's going to drive the lane, lay it up. 12-8, Marysville lead, 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Denner now with the ball over to Rader. Rader picks it up, cross midcourt, now over to Faulkner. Faulkner down to the right side, back to Rader for three. That's his second three ball in the ball game. He's got 7, 15-8. Marysville with the lead. Garber the ball. Now on the left side to Augerbright. Augerbright dribbles. Nice little behind-the-back pass and lays it up and good. 15-10. Marysville on top. Denner gets the inbound. Now over to Rader. Rader brings up cross midcourt. Back to Denner on the right side near the sideline. Goes back up top over to Holly. Holly on the left side to O'Neal. O'Neal hands it off to Rader. Jackson comes around the pick from Faulkner. Now over to Holly. Holly dumps it off into Faulkner. Back out to Rader for three again. Front of the rim, no good. Fight for it. Frazee comes up with it for Sabatha. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. 15-10. Marysville with the lead. They're going to go down low to Frazee. Frazee muscles his way up. Shot no good. Faulkner with a rebound. Rader for Marysville, bringing it up the floor. Goes near the top of the key over to Faulkner. Faulkner near midcourt. And we got a whistle here away from the ball. Looks like It's going to be against Savetha. Kirkland and Alex White into the ball game. They call that foul on Crazy. And Jordan Gads in for Savetha. O'Neill underneath the basket. His ball ripped away, but Alex White takes it right back, and then there's going to be a foul called. And at least by the reaction by Schmelzley, it's on him. And that is who it's on. Just the fourth foul, so no shooting. Inbound to O'Neill. O'Neill on the right side. They'll go in the corner to Kirkland. Kirkland near baseline. Cross-court pass to Denner. He'll pull up for three. Shot no good. Rebounded by number 20. That's Augerbrand. Augerbrand, long pass over to Garber. Garber drives, and he's going to be fouled by either Faulkner or Kirkland. And it is on Kirkland. It's his first. Team's fourth. No shooting. He'll inbound to Argebright near the corner. Faulkner tries to tip it away, and then it's going to go out of bounds. And are they going to call a foul on Savetha? They are. No. What? Called that on Faulkner. I thought they were actually calling that on Schmelzley. Crazy back in for Savetha. Inbound to Garber on the right side of the timeline. Now he'll bring it across. Started by Kirkland, dribble penetration to the free throw line, still with a dribble, now dumps it off. I was going to say, kind of stutter stepped a little bit, called for the travel. So with 1:22 to play, here in the first quarter, Marysville on top, 15-10, O'Neill with the ball. Over the left side, ball tipped, but O'Neill still has it now. Over to Alex White. White beyond the three-point line. Picked up his dribble. He's got to do something with it. He'll get it over to O'Neill. Now to Kirkland on the right wing. Back to O'Neill. O'Neill back to Kirkland. Now in the corner to White near the baseline. Kirkland. Right side. Over to Faulkner, but the ball's taken away by Savetha. He's going to drive into the corner. Taken away, but then picked up by Gass. Gass down to Frazee. Frazee, long two. Shot no good. Kirkland with a rebound. And he's going to be fouled by Schmelzley going over the back. That's his second. Brandon Schradel into the ballgame now for Marysville. Caleb Grimm back in for Savetha. Marysville ball with 41 seconds of play here in the first quarter. They lead it 15-10. Kirkland to O'Neill. O'Neill near the sideline. He's going to drive, goes baseline. He is fouled on the floor. It's on Caleb Evans. No shooting, just a six foul. So one more foul for Savetha. That'll put Marysville on the line. And official blows his whistle, goes and talks to the ref on the other side. Not sure what that conversation's about. We're setting ready to go with 32 seconds to go here in the corner. We're going to lob it up, but it's tipped away, and Argebright comes up with it for Savetha. Quickly down the floor. Up top over to Grimm. Grimm. Back to Argebright. 22 seconds to play here in the quarter. 15-10 Marysville. Argebright with a ball. Looks like Savetha may go for the final shot of the quarter. Back up top over to Gass. Gass out of the left side to Frazee. Frazee drives. He's going to be fouled by Schradel. His first, team six, but still no shooting. Next foul three, the team will put the other on the line. Garber underneath his own basket to Argebright. Back to Garber. 8 seconds. Pulls up for three. In and out, no good. Frazee with a rebound put back. That's no good. Number 30, that's Grimm. He'll put it up right in front of the buzzer, and that's good. Well, Sabatha hits a bucket as we go into the second quarter. Marysville leads it 15-12. You're listening to high school basketball at KNDY.
Along with the new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2020 Buick Enclave Essence and the new 2020 Buick Encore Preferred. Test drive your new Buick or Chevrolet today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Buick and Chevrolet sales and service at the Nordis Motor Company.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Back up on the clock. Marysville leads at 15-12. Jackson Rader leads the way for the Bulldogs with 7 points. Caleb Grimm is leading scorer for the Blue Jays with 6. As we get set for quarter number 2, it will be Sabatha ball on the far sideline. Gabe Garber will get the inbound. He'll bring it up across midcourt. Goes left side to Argerbright. Argerbright on the wing. Gets a pick. Comes around. Drives all the way in the lane. Flips it up. No good. Rebounded by Niefeld. Niefeld then has it knocked away by Argerbright, but Niefeld takes it right back. Rader quickly up the floor. Over to Holly. Holly bobbles with it, but he'll get it back. Now back up top to Niefeld. Over to Denner. Denner left wing. Dumps it to Holly, left side for 3, shot short, no good, rebounded by Schrader. Schrader kicks it back out to Denner, he'll take the 3, and he'll hit it for 3. It's his first point of the ball game. 18-12, Marysville with a lead, just started the second quarter. Harder right with the ball over to left side to Schmelzley. Schmelzley now left corner to Garber. Garber has his pass tipped. It's loose, and Denner comes up with it. Dalton Denner with the steal over to Jackson Rayner. Now to Niefeld. Owen Niefeld brings it up across midcourt. He'll kick it back over to Holly. Holly now to Denner. He'll take the 3 on the wing on the right side, and he'll hit it. And Sabatha takes a timeout. Marysville extends the lead 21-12. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
In a minute and 10 seconds into the second quarter, Dalton Denner has had 2 3-pointers, and Marysville's outscoring Sabatha 6-0 early on here in the second quarter. They lead it 21-12. Sabatha with the ball over the right side to Andrew Frazee. Frazee, he'll drive, kicks it out over the left side to Grimm. Grimm in the corner, now to Argerbright. Back to the left wing, over to Garber. Garber, dribble penetration in the lane. Dumps it off, loses the handle. Holly with the ball. Holly with the steal. He'll kick it out. Over the right side to Schrader. Schrader goes up, in and out, no good. Holly with the rebound, and she is going to be fouled. Look at this, on Argerbright, they did. That's his second. So Holly will go to the line. He'll be shooting 2. And it looks like maybe Holly's got a little bit of a cut. So he's going to come out, and they're going to put, they're bringing in Alex White. Alex White goes in. if they're going in, if he's going in for Holly, he's got to shoot the free throws. Unless they can get it taken care of while they take a timeout, and that is what Coach Brown does. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and just keep it right here. Marysville on top, 21-12 here in the second quarter. They're outscoring about this 6-0 off of two quick three-point shots by Dalton Denner. They're working on Holly over there. I'm not really sure. I mean, yeah, he got fouled, but looks like it's down around the knee. That's when the Smith, the defender, I believe it was 30, that's Caleb Grimm, that's when he jumped up, came down, maybe his shoe caught him. They taped her up. So Holly will take those free throws. Matt Holly looking to get into the book here. Free throw is up. Back of the rim, no good. You'll get another opportunity. Shots up. Daniel hit it. Briar O'Neill checking into the ball game. Neufeld will take a breather. 22-12, 10-point lead for Marysville. Garber brings up cross midcourt to Argebright, left side. Now along the sideline to Grimm. Grimm cross-court pass to Garber. Garber just inside the three-point line. Now he'll dribble left, backs it up a little bit, still with the dribble. Now swings it to the left wing to Grimm. Grimm down low into Garber. Garber on the block, up and good. Marysville 22-14, Marysville with the lead. Holly with the ball at midcourt, over to the left side to Schrader. Schrader back to Holly, now to the right side to O'Neill. O'Neill, he'll direct traffic, he'll back it up near midcourt, picks up his dribble over to Jackson Rader to center circle, back to the right side to O'Neill. O'Neill, skip pass to Schrader. Schrader turns, kicks it out to Holly, now to Rader. Rader drives, free throw line, shot rims in and out, no good. Holly fights for the rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball call here as Caleb Evans ties it up. Sessionero stays with Hanover. Holly gets the inbound. Over to O'Neill, now to Denner. Denner turns, squares. He's double-teamed. Gets it out over to O'Neill for three on the wing. Shot back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Cooper Bradbury. Bradbury gets it up. Over to Garber. Garber, right side, beyond the three-point line, down the left side to Argebright. Argebright, sideline to Bradbury. He's going to drive baseline, kicks out to Argebright. He'll swing it over to Garber for three, and it is good. He's got seven. 22-17, Marysville lead, and with the ball with 4:40 to go here in the first half. Rainer with the ball. He'll swing it over to Holly. Holly to the right side to Denner. Denner on the wing. Beyond the three-point line, over to O'Neill. He'll drive baseline. Kicks it out over to Holly. Top of the key, left side, Jackson Rader. Gives it to Schrader. Schrader back up top to Holly. Skip pass to O'Neill. O'Neill to Schrader. Back out over to Denner for three. Shot rolls in and up. No good. Rebounded by Augerbrecht. Augerbrecht up the floor quickly to the right side. Picks up the dribble. Now the left over to Garber. Garber back to the right wing to Grimm. Grimm dribble penetrates. He'll go in the lane. They're going to call a foul on O'Neill, I believe, here on the floor. Nope. Not on O'Neill. It's on Holly. Great Faulkner coming into the ballgame. Brayton had 4 points last night, but he was very good on the board. Free throw by Grimm is good. He's got seven. Second one is up. Benny Lip out. Spetha cutting into this lead. Marysville on top now, only 22-19. Faulkner aside to O'Neill. O'Neill, he's going to drive all the way to the hoop. Rolls off the side. No good. But Holly will track down the rebound. Gets it back to O'Neill. Out over to Holly for three. And it is good. And he was fouled. Holly hits the three. And he'll look for four. Caleb Grimm came flying. And he's going to try to swat it in the air. And just mistimed it. Came down. And fouls Matt Holly. Holly with four, looking for the four-point play. And he hits it. 5 points for Holly. 26-19, Marysville with the lead. Kirkland back in the ball game. Garber with the ball. He'll drive all the way and lays it up and in. He's got nine, 26-21, Marysville with the lead. Quickly down the floor to O'Neill. O'Neill bounce pass up to Jackson. Rainer at the free throw line, and that's good. He's got nine, 28-21 Marysville. Spezza quickly up the floor. It's track season, folks. Argerbright, left side now with Bradbury. Bradbury back to Argerbright. Hits the three-pointer on the wing, and good. He's got seven. It's a four-point lead from Marysville. 3 minutes to go here in the half. Kirkland with the ball on the right wing. Skip pass into Faulkner. Back over to Kirkland. Kirkland now to O'Neill. O'Neill left wing. Back up top now over to Jackson Rader. Rader near the center circle over to Kirkland. Marysville kind of slowing it down here. Out to left wing to Alex White. White cross-court pass to Kirkland. Kirkland backs it up, dribbles twice, over to White. White back to Kirkland. Now over to Rainer for three on the wing. Front of the rim, no good. And O'Neill gets the rebound into the hands of Kirkland. Underneath to Jackson. Rainer fouled and one. Rainer with 11, looking to make it 12. That was a nice pass into him as he back cut. Through the foul. Caleb Evans will pick up his second. Jackson Rader looking for the three-point play, and he found it. 31-24, Marysville on top. 2:20 to go here in the first half. Bradbury with the ball on the left wing. Swing it up top over to Frazee. Checking back into the ballgame. Frazee back to Bradbury. Bradbury, one dribble. Over to Garber. Garber. Back to Bradbury, top of the key. He'll come around, squeeze it to the left side to Garber. Garber, beyond the three-point line. Dribble penetrates, dumps it off underneath to Grimm. Grimm goes up and good. Grimm with 10 points, 31-26. Marysville lead, 1:45 to go here in the second quarter. Kirkland with the ball. Over to the right side, now with Faulkner. Faulkner's pass was a tip. It was not. It goes out of bounds, and Sabatha will get it back. Gabe Garber with the ball. He'll walk it up across midcourt. Takes to the left side. Over to Bradbury. Bradbury puts up the three-point shot, and it is good. No, excuse me, that was Argerbright. He hit the three. That's his second three-pointer of the second quarter. 31-29, Marysville with the lead. 1:18 to go here in the second quarter. O'Neill with the ball. Out of the side, and they're going to Kirkland. I think Kirkland was going to shoot it immediately, but he turned to shoot the ball before he got it. Sabatha will get the ball back with 1:13 to play here in the second quarter. Garber with the ball on the left side. Dumps it off to Grimm. Grimm on the block. Shot no good. Holly with the rebound. Holly clears it out. Now to Defeld. Defeld quickly up the floor. His pass is chipped away by Garber. Garber's going to drive, and he is fouled by Denner, and the bucket is good. Oh, no, they wave it off. The bucket is not good. It was on the floor, but that was close. Denner called for his first. Gabe Garber at the line. shooting two, and he'll hit the first one. Jordan Katz back into the game for Sabatha. Garber will hit his second one. So just like that, Sabatha has tied it up at 31 with 48 seconds to go here in the first half. Bradbury tips it away. It'll stay Marysville ball. 46 seconds to go in the second quarter. Felt with it near the top of the key. Comes around to the right side. Out to center. Baseline. Right side. Shot no good. Rebounded. Tipped. It's loose. Feel has it, but it is taken away from him by Garber. Garber going underneath to Bradbury. His shot no good. Hawley has it. It's ripped out of his hand. But they're going to say it's the best of all. Well, I'm kind of an odd angle, but not sure about that. 28 seconds to go in the half. Tied at 31. Inbound to Bradbury. Bradbury beyond the three-point line. Got to buy dinner. Now hands it off over to Garber. Garber backs it up near midcourt. Dribble penetration to the left side. 18 seconds to go in the half. Tied at 31. Garber comes left. Goes back right. Still with a dribble. Goes underneath. It's tipped. It's loose. It's picked back up. Over to Garber. He'll pull up for three. Shot no good. Hawley with a rebound. 3 seconds. Now to Neufeld. He'll have to pull it up at half. And the shot is no good. And at the end of the first half, we're tied at 31. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. Come back with more after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is proud of its hardworking team of machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, truck drivers, supervisors, and more who provide a homegrown industry and become a worldwide provider of agricultural, trailer, forklift, OEM, and government products. Landall Corporation is accepting applications. Join our team today. Landall Corporation, a proud part of a proud community for over 50 years.
Every family has someone that is hard to buy for during the holiday season, but we're sure that you can put a smile on their face without putting a hole in your wallet with a gift from RX Drug. And with the extra money you'll save, you can stop recycling old gift wrap and find new, exciting patterns for only $1.99 a roll. So whatever it is, a truck for your nephew, a doll for your niece, or new hair products for your stubborn teen, we will make your holiday shopping easier. For all your shopping needs at one convenient location, stop by RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Kramer Oil of Marysville has expanded their services. As colder weather approaches, you need to start thinking about your heating needs, and Kramer Oil has you covered with bulk propane delivery in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's one-stop shopping for your fuel oil and now propane delivery service. Kramer Oil offers contract buying to lock in your price and 10 cents off per gallon on your first delivery. Call Kramer Oil at 562-2466 to order today.
December doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware are just in time to finish up those projects before the end of the year. Get the Plastic Professional Woodworker Folding Sawhorse for $34.99. And Milwaukee Utility Blades are just $7.99. Make sure there's plenty of light in your shop with an LED work light complete with tripod for $85.99. These are just a few of the great doorbuster deals you'll find at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. This is Attorney Coleman Younger, and I invite you to visit with me if you have a need for legal services or advice regarding an injury accident, divorce, or child custody issues in Kansas, Nebraska, or Wyoming. I can assist in representing you fairly and bringing resolution to complicated matters of domestic law and other issues. Call for a no-obligation appointment today at 562-2375. Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger at gwblaw.net.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technology's Christmas gift.
Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents! Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. We're at the half. We're tied up at 31. Looked like at one point Marysville might have pulled away from this one. The Beth battled their way back. Let's take a look at your scoring stats here. Jake Garber leads the way for Sabatha with 11 points, and Caleb Grimm and Braden Argebreich with 10 points each. So only three Blue Jays have scored, but they've got 10, 10, and 11 points. For Marysville, they're led by Jackson Rader with 12 points. Followed by Dalton Denner with 6. Matt Hawley with 5 points. Ryan O'Neill and Owen Neatfeld with 3. And Toby Schrader with 2 points. Marysville led it 15-12 at the end of the first quarter. Sabatha outscoring the Bulldogs 19-16 in the second quarter to tie things up. Now tied at the half, 31-31. Really no foul trouble issues to speak about. Drew Schmelsley and Caleb Evans with 2 fouls. Oh, also Braden Argebreich with 2 fouls for Sabatha. Owen Neatfeld is the only one with more than one foul. He got those right away in the first quarter, then hadn't had anything since. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 Bulldogs with just 1 foul. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back and get you ready for the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5269.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Day's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're tied at the half, 31 each, as we get ready for half number two. Both teams getting some last-second instructions from their respective coaches, Scott Brown for the Marysville Bulldogs and Scott Berger for the Sebepta Blue Jays. Looks like it will be the original starting five for Marysville: Matt Hawley, Dalton Denner, Kobe Schrader, Jackson Rader, and Owen Neufeld. Yep, Caleb Grimm, Gabe Garber, Drew Schmelzley, Brayden Argebright, and Andrew Frazee for Sabatha. So the original starting five for both teams. Sabatha with the ball, Frazee with it on the left wing, out on the right side. And loose ball, Argebright will lose it, and he's up quickly down the floor. Oh, what a Raider. Raider now to Hawley. Hawley, top of the key. Left side to Neufeld. He was alone for three. You can't let him do that, but he'll do it. Just hit there. Hits the three. 34-31. Marysville with the lead. Argebright with the ball on the left side. Now with a Grimm. Grimm going inside. Nice pass. Schmelzley shot. Rolls off. No good. Neufeld with a rebound. Neufeld quickly up to four. He'll go to the left wing. Cross-court pass to Raider. He'll pull up for three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Garber. Garber up the floor, all the way in the lane. Frazee, he'll pass it to Frazee, but he can't handle the ball. And they're going to say it's Marysville ball. Bradbury into the ballgame for Marysville. 3-point lead for the Bulldogs. Bradbury comes in for Sabatha. Raider underneath to Hawley. Hawley on the right block. Turns. Pump fake in the lane. It's short. Gets his own rebound. Pump fake. That one in and out. No good. And rebound snagged by Schmelzley. Argebright, right side. Over to Garber. Garber. Back to Grimm. Grimm, right wing. Left side now to Bradbury. In the corner over to Garber. Garber, cross-court pass to Argebright. He's going to drive. Floater in the lane. Good. He's got 12. 1-point lead for Marysville. Raider, the right side to Denner. Now to Hawley. Hawley, near the top of the key. Over to Schrader. Schrader turns. Back out over the knee belt. Gives it back to Schrader. He'll back it up. Bounce pass in. Raider, cross-court pass to Hawley, now to Denner for three, baseline, way to go! He's got nine, all from beyond the arc, 37-33, Marysville with the lead, and they'll lose the handle on it. Garber couldn't control the pass, it'll go out of bounds. Marysville's going to get it back with 5:52 to go in the third. Bulldogs on top, 37-33. deep double to ball. Old right side to Raider. Raider, cross court pass is going to be tipped and taken away by Garber. He's going to drive the lane. He's fouled by Denner. It does not fall. So Denner will pick up his second. Well, they've got just one. Okay, now they put the two. I was going to say, I thought he had one earlier. So Garber will go to the line. And the free throw is good. Freedom. 37-34, Marysville with the lead. And Garber's second free throw is no good, and Denner will get the rebound. He fell with the ball for the Bulldogs. No, to Holly. Holly to Denner. Denner back to Holly. Left wing. One dribble. Picks it up. Bounce pass to Raider. He'll pull up for three. Left side. And it's good. He's got 15. All of the field goals here in the second half so far for Marysville have been beyond the arc. Augerbright for three for Tabatha. His shot no good. And then when I have a foul called on Schmelzley going over the back of Holly going for the rebound. Caleb Evans back into the game for Tabatha. Schmelzley will have to come out with three fouls. He fell with the ball. He'll bring it up across midcourt. He'll direct traffic. Comes around the left side. Now to Denner. Left wing on the three-point line to Holly. To Raider. Raider. And he is going to be fouled by Bradbury. Bradbury's first. Just a second. Foul, team foul for Sabatha. Nice backdoor pass to Niefeld from Toby Schrader. And Denner's going to steal the ball for Marysville. Quickly up the floor. He'll pull up for three at the top, and Niefeld hit it. And Sabatha will take a timeout as the Bulldogs. Now on top by 11, 45-34. You're listening to high school basketball at KNDY.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
3.5 minutes ago, we were tied at 31. Marysville now leads it 45-34. The Bulldogs have hit 4 3-pointers in this early goings of the third quarter. Jackson Raider, Owen Niefeld, and Dalton Denner with 2 3-pointers. Niefeld has that just a measly 2-point bucket from that nice pass from Toby Schrader. Right there with the ball for Sabatha. Here in the center circle. They go to the right side to Grimm. Grimm lobs it up and knocked away and taken away by Raider. Jackson with the ball. Up the floor. He'll cross midcourt. Goes to the left side. Passes it. Niefeld now to Holly. Holly back to Niefeld. Denner left wing beyond the three-pointer. Point line. Now Holly with the ball just inside. Over to Niefeld. Niefeld dribble penetrates, goes up, loses the handle on the ball, but Schrader's there, and then Sabatha's going to take it away. Down pass to Argerbride. He's going to be fouled by Jackson Raider. That'll be his second, team second. Briar O'Neill checking back into the ball game. Special will inbound it underneath their own basket. lob it up high over to Bradbury. Bradbury, right side, over to Garber. Spots up for three, and he'll hit it. Marysville with a lead. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. Dalton Denner now with the ball over to Niefeld. Niefeld, left side, back to Denner. Denner, pump fake. Lobs it. Now back to O'Neal. O'Neal, he's going to be fouled. The shot falls. We're going to say it's on the floor. Sorry, Cooper Bradbury. That's his second. No shooting. He found the Schrader, and the ball's knocked out of his hands, but they're going to say it's going to be Sabatha ball. I think Dalton Denner might have got a piece of that there. Gabe Garber with the ball. He'll bring it up cross midcourt. On the right side to Grimm. Grimm down to Evans. Evans, nice pass back to Grimm. It's swatted away by Schrader. Niefeld down the floor, over to O'Neal for three on the wing, and it is good for Dreyer O'Neal. He's got six. That's his second free ball tonight. Hardebrandt quickly down the floor for Marysville, or for Sabatha. Marysville leads at 48-37, 2:37 to play here in the third quarter. Grimm with the ball, out over to Hardebrandt. Hardebrandt drives in the lane, lost the handle, out to Grimm. Grimm, 12-footer, shot rims in and out, no good. Rebounded by Niefeld. Niefeld up the floor. Dribble to the free throw line. Has it knocked out of his hands, and here comes Grimm. Grimm lobs it left side, but he'll lose the handle. It's going to go out of bounds, and Marysville's going to get it right back. Brazy back in for Sabatha. Alex White in for Marysville. Owen Niefeld with a ball near midcourt. A direct traffic calling out the play. Comes around to the right side. Looking for a pick. He'll go over to Holly. Holly to the free throw line. Now to White. White drives to the block. Turn around. He's fouled. It won't fall. It's Caleb Evans. That's his third. Alex White. We'll get two shots. Free throw is up. Bang. Short. No good. Schmelzley back into the ball game with three fouls. Schmelzley and Evans with three fouls for Sabatha. No one with more than two for Marysville. Jordan Katz back into the ball game. Kirkland going to the scorer's table for Marysville. White will hit the free throw. So Kirkland in, Niefeld fouled. 49-37, Marysville lead, 1:55 to go here in the third quarter. Like I said, Marysville was up by 10 in the second, and Sabatha fought their way back, tied it up at the half. And it's pretty much been all Marysville here in the third quarter. O'Neal and Frazee fighting for the ball. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it's Sabatha ball. Gabe Garber will inbound in front of his own bench. Going to lob it up, and the ball tipped and taken away by Alex White. White drives, but then he's going to hold, wait for everyone. He'll hand it off to Denner. Denner's shot rims in and out, no good. Rebound tip, bouncing around. They'll get it back to Denner. Denner, nice pass to Holly. He'll put it in. Nice pass from Denner. Holly with 7, 51-37. Bears little lead, 1:15 to go here in the third quarter. Out of the right side for Sabatha. That's Caleb Evans. Evans bobbles with it. Yes. Now back to the left side over to Garber. Garber down the three-point line. Dribble penetrates in the lane. Goes up and no good, but they're going to say he is fouled by Kirkland, I believe.
to second. Gabe Garber at the line. Free throw. Good. Spetta still has only three players that have scored. Only two have scored here in the second half so far. And the next one's in, out, no good. Faulkner with a rebound, and we're going to have a whistle here. I think they're going to call this on Caleb Evans. And they are. It's his fourth. Argebrink and Grimm back into the ballgame. Ben Kirkland dribbles the ball up the floor. He'll go to the right side to O'Neal. O'Neal looking into Faulkner. Nothing there to White. Now to Denner. Denner hands it off over to Kirkland. Kirkland to the right side to O'Neal. Back to Denner. Left wing. Denner dribbles just inside the three-point line. Shot no good. Alex White tips and takes the rebound. Now back to O'Neal. O'Neal dribble penetrates. He's going to take it all the way in the lane and puts it up and in. He's got eight. 53-38. Marysville on top with 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Argebrink to the right side. He's going to drive, and we're going to have a foul called here on Kirkland as Argebrink kind of lowered the shoulder. Argebrink hits the floor, but they're going to call a foul on him. That's his third. The entire Marysville bench jumped up, including the coaching staff. Not excited about the call. It's just the fourth foul, so no shooting. Gabe Garber back into the ballgame for Sabatha with 8.8 seconds left to go here in the third. 53-38, Marysville on top. They'll inbound it to Garber. Garber hands it off to Argebrink. He'll pull up for three. Shot no good. Kirkland with a rebound. 2 seconds. 1 second. At half court. Lofts it up. Off the mark. No good. So at the end of the third quarter, Marysville leads it 53-38. We'll take a timeout. Come back with quarter number four after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
The stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but what's going in them? Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has doodads, doohickeys, thingamajigs, whatchamacallits, and what's-its for everyone. Like black squirrel coffee, candles, candies, lotions, lip balms, mugs, keychains, hats and gloves, sports gear, toys, and all manner of thingamabobs to go in those stockings at Reflections Hallmark.
There is a difference.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else. A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible, you only take for a spin when the weather is nice. Insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Bulldogs outscoring the Blue Jays 22-7 in the third quarter. They lead it 53-38. Sabatha with the ball. They'll drive down into the corner. Frazee kicks it out over to Argebrink. Argebrink to the free throw line. Now it'll come around the left side. Faulkner got a piece of it, but then Brandon Schradl will be called for the foul, and he is. That's his second. Just the fifth foul, so no shooting. Inbound to Garber. Garber comes around to the right side. In the corner now to Argebrink. Argebrink to Schmelzley at the free throw line to Garber, and he is fouled. I think we're going to get this on Kirkland, at least by his reaction. There they are, and that's his fourth. 29 seconds into the fourth quarter, 53-38, Marysville to lead. And a steal by Alex White. Over to Briar O'Neill. O'Neill, right side to White. Now to Schradl. Schradl to O'Neill. Little floater in the lane. Bounces around. It falls and it is good. We'll get this on. Yeah, that's on Smelsley. It's his four. The Briar O'Neill with 10 points, looking to make it 11. Shot is up, and hit it. He fell back into the ball game. He'll come in for Kirkland. Caleb Evans also in the game. 56-38, Marysville with a lead, 7 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Hargrave on the right wing, and Alex White takes it away. Now they call the foul, but Hargrave traveled, but they didn't call it, and then O'Neill gets it, and then he's fouled by Hargrave, and they call that. Wasn't as bad as the LeBron James travel that was caught on film the other night. Alex White at the line. He's 1-for-2 with 1 point. And now he's got 2 points. He hits that one. 19-point lead for the Bulldogs. Second opportunity. He'll hit it. 9 minutes ago, it was tied, and the Bulldogs now lead it by 20. Faulkner almost gets the steal. Evans with the ball over the right side now to Argerbright. He'll pull up for three, shot off the mark, no good. Faulkner had the rebound, but it's knocked out of his hands. Sabetha gets it right back, now over to Garber. Garber drives, rims in and out, no good. Faulkner with a rebound, now to Niefeld. Off the ball. Boy, I want to say right there, Alex White, you got to give him great sportsmanship. We'll talk about it more here in a second. Niefeld loses the handle on the ball. Here comes Garber. Down to Argerbright. Argerbright's shot is good. And, boy, he thought he was fouled, but he wasn't. But there was a collision down on the previous drive, and I didn't see what Sabetha player was. But he goes down, and Alex White, as the play is going, helps the player up, extends the hand and helps him up. Boy, that's awesome. You don't see that much. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay Sabetha ball. Yeah, I commend Alex White. If any one of his family members are listening, tell him I said great job. You don't see it. But the play's going. And the kid's down and helps him up. That's awesome. 5:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. Marysville on top, 58-40. He doubled the ball. Now on the left side to Schrader. Schrader to Denner. Denner to Hawley on the block. Turns. Pump fake. Nice move. Goes up. No good. Okay, we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Caleb Evans. At least by the reaction on his face, I think it's a good. No. What's it? Who's it on? It's on Kobe Schrader. That's the seventh foul. So Cooper Bradbury is going to go to the line. Or no, not Bradbury. Caleb Evans. Maybe that's why. I think Caleb Evans kind of thought maybe it was on him, and he was shocked and or relieved when they called on him. The free throw, no good. Marysville quickly down the floor to Hawley, lays it up and in. And Hawley with 9 points, back to a 20-point lead with 5:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. Bradbury with the ball on the left wing. He'll pick up his dribble. Now over to the right side to Garber. To his left, Evans. Evans gives it to Grimm. Grimm back to the right side. Three-point shot by Garber is good. He's got 19. 60-43. Marysville lead. 4:55 to go in the ballgame. Holly to the left side to Raider. Raider pump fakes. He'll drive. Got some room. Kicks it out to Denner. Denner just inside the three-point line. It's short. Brad Bear with a rebound. Now over to Garber. Garber has it stolen away by Niefeld. Niefeld, one-on-two, splits to the defenders. He is going to be fouled as the Blue Jay tried to take the charge. Niefeld going to the line. Bradbury trying to slide in there and take the charge, but he was still moving a bit. So Owen Niefeld with 8 points. Free throw up and good. Another one on the way, and they'll hit it. .62-43, Marysville lead, 4.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Garber with a ball on the right side, near the sideline. Now he'll drive, baseline, brings it back out, ball tipped into the hands of Grimm. Grimm drives up, shot no good. And we're going to have a foul here on Caleb Evans, and if it's on him, that's 5. He's going right to the sideline, so apparently that is. So he'll foul out. Spelsley back into the ballgame. Philby Schrader going to the line. He'll be shooting a 1-1. Takes his time, shot is up, and he'll hit it. He got a second shot. He is up, and in and out, no good. Bradbury with a rebound. Up the floor. Left side to Argebright. Argebright dribble penetrates in the lane. Floater up. Back of the rim. No good. Holly with a rebound to Raider. To Niefeld. Niefeld. Nice move in the lane, but it's blocked away by Garber and Sabetha coming back the other way. Argebright. He'll lose the handle on the ball. Fight for it. And there's a foul here called. I believe it's going to be on Raider. That'll be his third, team's 8th, 1-1. Argerwright, free throw is up and good. So the Blue Jays still have only 3 players. That's Argerwright, Grimm, and Garber that have scored. Second shot is up and he'll hit it. 3:52 to play here in the fourth quarter. Marysville leads at 63-45. Denner with the ball. His pass is tipped and taken away by Grimm. Grimm over to Garber. Garber, he'll back it up. Gets a pick, comes around to the right side. Back to Grimm. Grimm over now to Bradbury. Bradbury comes around to the free throw line. Lobs it over to Argebright. Argebright, he's going to drive baseline. Pull up. Short. Oh, it did fall in. Boy, I thought that was, from my angle, like it was going to be short, but hit the side of the rim. Just kind of rolled. And Marysville's going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. You listen to high school basketball on KNDY.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage, because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa Parts and Accessories. plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts Store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
3:15 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Marysville leads it 63-47. Dalton Center will inbound it on the far sideline. Gets it into Rayner. Jackson on the left side of midcourt. Now he'll bring it across. Still with the dribble. Bounce pass to the right side over to Schrader. Schrader back to Dalton. Denner to Holly. To Schrader. Back to Holly. Pump fake. Off the glass and good. 11 points for Holly. 65-47. Marysville on top. 2:50 to play here in the ballgame. Nice little move there by Garber, but his shot rolls off no good. Quickly down the floor. Denner now with the ball. Over to Niefeld. Niefeld, cross-court pass is intercepted by Bradbury. Bradbury quickly down the floor. He'll drive. He's going to be fouled on the floor by Holly. It'll be Matt's second. Ninth team foul, so for Bradbury at the line for still a 1-on-1. And the free throw is good. So finally, someone other than Hargabright, Graham, and Garber score. Bradbury hit the free throw. Not sure what the confusion is here. Our refs are over speaking with Scott Berger. Bradbury will take the free throw and he'll hit it. 2.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Marysville leads it 65-49. Kirkland with the ball. He'll bring it up across midcourt. Ball is kicked by Garber. Yeah, Marysville has, well, they really dominated the third quarter. They outscored Seneca 22-7 in the third quarter. It was tied at the half. O'Neal with the ball in the right wing. Now with a White. White pump fake goes to the block. Shot no good. Rebounded by Garber. Garber quickly up the floor. He's going to drive. Lays it up in the left hand. That one's no good. Rebound though by Kirkland. Here comes Marysville to White. White. I don't know. Oh, no. That called for a travel, but I was just about to say, I don't know how he didn't travel, but I really think he kept that pivot foot down. But the officials call the travel. Maybe they called it because they couldn't believe it either. Garber with it on the left wing. He'll drive. Little floater falls in. 65-51. Marysville lead 1:40 to play here in the ballgame. Kirkland with the ball. Brings it up across midcourt. Over to O'Neal. He'll back it up. Looks like the Bulldogs are going to kind of play four corners here. Schradl. Back to O'Neal. O'Neal to the right side. Drives. Kicks it out. Back to Schradl. Back to O'Neal. O'Neal. Right wing. Picks up his dribble. Now to Alex White. White goes up and good. He's got five. Long pass to Grimm. Grimm with the fadeaway. Shot no good. And Cooper Bradbury called for the foul on the rebound attempt. 10 fouls, so it's a double bonus. 67-51, Marysville with the lead. Hunter Hawkinson will go to the scores table for Marysville. Briar O'Neal with 11 points. Free throw. Darren Funk and Jordan Gads in for Sabepa.
And O'Neal, free throw, rolls off, no good. Grimm with the rebound. He'll get it up to Garber. Garber, right side, over to Arterbright. 52 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Darren Funk with it, left wing, beyond the three-point line. Hands it off to Arterbright. Arterbright, cross-court pass, lob, over to Garber. Garber, he'll dribble, and he's going to be fouled. 40 seconds to go in the fourth. Marysville leads it 58-51. Braden Minold and Ross Duncan in, or will check in. They go to the scorer's table. Free throw, front of the rim, no good. Garber will get another opportunity. And he'll hit it. Zach Akeley. Gavin Pichel. Grant Hawley. And that's what all that came in, yeah. So those three with Brandon Schradl. And Hawkinson had been in. So that's the five Bulldogs that are on the floor with 30 seconds play. Hawkinson will pull up for three off the back of the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Duncan comes down with it for Sabetha. Up the floor. Now over to Gatz. Gatz, cross-court pass to Mennell. Mennell to Frazee. Frazee, floater in the lane. In and out, no good. Gets his own rebound. That's no good. Fight for the board. And Frazee, oh, I got to say that's going to stay Sabetha ball, but I think Frazee was the last to touch there. 9.4 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 68-52, Marysville with the lead. They'll inbound it to Mennell. Mennell to Frazee. Back over in the corner to Funk. Funk. Pass is intercepted by Hawkinson, and he'll dribble out the clock. And Marysville will win it 68-52. We'll take a timeout, come back, look at your stats, and wrap things up. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent John Bannister would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts may vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Distributed locally by Pepsi Bottling Company and Marcan Sales, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Dew, Gatorade, teas, water, and a variety of other soft drinks and sports drinks. Refresh with Pepsi Cola today. Covering Northeast Kansas sports is the Marysville Advocate, your local source for Marysville, Valley Heights, Frankfort, Axtell, Centralia, Hanover High Schools. Local news and sports. Subscribe today to the Marysville Advocate.
And welcome back. The Marysville Bulldogs win it 68-52. Let's take a look at your scoring stats. First for Sabetha, Gabe Garber led the way. He led all scorers with 22 points, followed by Braden Argerbright with 16, Caleb Grimm with 12, and Cooper Bradbury with 2 points. For Marysville, they were led in scoring by Jackson Rader with 15, followed by Briar O'Neill and Dalton Denner with 12 points. Matt Hawley with 11. Owen Neefeld added in 10 points. Alex White with 5. And Kobe Schrader with 3 points. Marysville led it 15-12 at the end of the first quarter. Both teams tied things up going into the halftime as Sabetha outscoring Marysville 19-16. It was 31-all at the break. Then Marysville kind of exploded and pulled ahead. They outscored Sabetha 22-7, and kind of that's the point where they never really looked back. They led it 53-38 going into the final quarter. They outscored Sabetha 15-14 in the final period. They win it 68-52. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll wrap things up after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
At United Bank & Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank & Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank & Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storm, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
It's time for CanEquip Service Advantage. CanEquip's goal is to help you eliminate equipment downtime so you have more profitable uptime. Perform all of the preventive maintenance your equipment needs during this season's window of opportunity with genuine New Holland parts and service. Save during CanEquip Service Advantage with reward cards, extended parts warranties, special financing backed by genuine New Holland parts, and rewards on lubricant and filter purchases. Visit them at CanEquip in Marysville. Hurry in. Offers end December 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. The Bulldogs win the sweep over Sabetha as the boys game They won 68-52, and in our first game of the night, or actually there was not a sweep. I take that back. Marysville falls in the girls' matchup 53-50. The next ball game will be on the 10th as Marysville will host Valley Heights. We'll have the game for you right here on KNDY. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors, all of our listeners here making this broadcast possible. I'm Ben Keller, and until next time, thanks and good night.
Since KNDY first went on the air in 1956, Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska have had a friend they can count on for entertainment and information. Thanks for tuning to KNDY.